Imagine going into a battle and having the enemy's plan of attack in your hands. Sounds like it would not be a fair fight, but that's exactly what happened 150 years ago today. The story of what that general did with those plans is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
John Howard is superintendent of Antietam National Battlefield, a place with a peaceful appearance today.
The ground around Sharpsburg at the time of the battle, and even today, it was farms. Basically, the battle was fought across five farms.
Corn, beans, pumpkins, and grazing cattle occupied most of what would become Antietam Battlefield in 1862. On the night of September 16th, McClellan's Northern Army happened to camp on the same ground that Lee's army had occupied the night before.
A couple of soldiers discovered actually what was Lee's battle plan, his order of battle, who was in command of what troops, how many troops they had, what regiments. And he was known to say that day that if I can't beat Bobby Lee with this, I'll never beat Bobby Lee.
McClellan had in fact found Lee's battle plan, but he immediately began to doubt whether it was real.
He felt all along that this was just something that was planted there that he would find, and Lee probably had more troops that he wasn't showing for a counterattack. So what McClellan did upon his arrival on the Antietam Creek, he divided his army in half, and he basically takes 40,000 of them and puts them in reserve. And these 40,000 men never saw action on the day of the battle.
Dividing his army made both sides roughly equal in size. On the morning of the 17th of September, the Union forces under Joseph Hooker began to advance toward Dunker Church, where the Confederates were waiting. Howard describes the scene from the Union troops' point of view.
You're ordered to walk across a field, not knowing what's on the other end. Your vision is blocked about two-thirds of the way through by about 40-acre stand of corn that stands about 10 foot high. So you can't see what's on the other side.
We'll have the story of the battle that resulted next time as we travel the countryside. In Sharpsburg, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCrae.